Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by Sarah Spain, Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. By the way, she also went to The Ohio State University, is a proud Buckeye, so she knows a thing or two about politicians from Ohio. Welcome back, Sarah. Folks, if you would like to voice some of your reactions, perhaps frustrations with the snake oil that was being shucked on the stage last night by J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, 855-752-4842. Sarah and I want to hear from you. There were a lot of lies. There was a lot of politeness, too, in the debate, right? The tone wasn't attacking each other. They attacked, you know, top of the ticket. How do you just, as a political question, Sarah, aside from the specifics, I can speak, I swear. Even radio show hosts sometimes stumble over their words. Aside from the specifics of the reproductive freedom debate, on the overall tone and frankly, politeness of the debate, what was your reaction to that? I personally thought that that worked very well for the Harris-Walz ticket. I think given Tim Walz's sort of self-acknowledged challenges in debating, for him to actively engage in fact checking would have been really challenging for him. And I just don't think he's the right personality type to do attack dog in that sort of a setting. What was your reaction to just the overall tenor of the debate?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're not used to polite debates. Like, I think we have seen Trump debate all of these years. And so coming back to this theme of a polite debate, it almost was startling. And I think, you know, some people liked that J.D. Vance was being polite. And it's a reminder that just because we're seeing politeness in a debate doesn't mean that their values aren't anti-democratic, aren't anti-women, aren't racist, sexist. So I think when I was watching, I was just thinking, it's been so long since we've seen this. And I hope in the future we continue to see these more polite debates between candidates. But agree, I think it was a bit startling at the beginning.
Weird. I mean, since Trump blasted onto the scene or rode down his golden escalator onto the scene in a real formal way, debates, especially on the Republican side in 2016 and even in this primary cycle, things have been so ugly. It was sort of like, wait a minute, are these people actually being, you know, respectful to one another? Boy, this is strange. And the oddity of that moment itself was notable to me. The fact that it was striking me as so strange that there was such, again, at least the veneer of respect and politesse seemed, again, depressingly odd to me. Let's take a caller. Cam from Appleton, you say what? Say hello to Sarah. And what were your thoughts about the debate, sir?
Hello, Sarah. And hello, Maggie. I watched all of it last night. And I think for people that aren't familiar with Tim Walz, you can throw meme after meme around about him being the average dad, the normal guy. And it's, I got to tell you guys, it's really not a meme. It's like, it is legit. He is a human being. It's, I describe him as like one of the first politicians that gives me no lizard vibes in any politic. And he may have misstepped, and he said that he's a knucklehead. I don't blame him for misremembering a 35-year-ago trip to a country that he's been multiple times. He's like, so what? Who cares? The entire debate, though, you worded it so well, Maggie. The pit in the stomach, because I can admit when someone I hate is doing something that I think is done well, and JD was talking. He was talking a lot better than Trump does, and that was damn near infuriating. And last thing before I go, Oh my God, like after this election cycle, can we please talk about a way to figure out how to get men to understand that women can miss periods, they can have late periods, they can have early periods. It's like everyone just failed basic sex ed. It's so.
Couldn't agree with you more, Cam. How about this as a starting point? Women are not merely vessels for carrying children. And after we bear children, we are not simply humanoids designed to provide caretaking for men and children. That women have legitimately different aspirations that include motherhood, that can be stay-at-home mothers, but it can include every single thing that a man does. They seem to have not gotten that message. I mean, for crying out loud, some of the guys that JD Vance follows and listens to and subscribe to want to repeal the 19th Amendment. Like they literally do not want women voting. Sarah, how do you think that the Democratic strategy around reproductive freedoms is playing out?
Yes, that is an awesome question. I thought that Tim Walz did really well in reproductive rights last night, and it shows. I mean, he's fought for reproductive rights in Minnesota. I think it's shown truly how much he cares about this issue. It wasn't just something that he was saying to voters. He cares about this and has fought for it. And I thought it was very clear on stage that this is an issue that matters to him. IVF, birth control, abortion. He talked about it all. And I think it's something we've seen him fight for in his state. And it's very clear that he's going to fight for it for the country as well. So I think what we've seen is that Democrats are running on an issue that they care about.
We got to leave it there. That's Sarah Spain, the Senior Communications Director for Strategic Comms at Emily's List. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with Maggie and the Millionaires after these messages.
Must be exhausting, always moody.